With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, during a ghost tour in Charleston, the guide told the group about a murdered man whose spirit supposedly leaves marks on people's legs. It sounded like a great story for tourists until his own legs started burning later that night.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. It's Tony, Todd, and Carol with you on today's edition of the program. So have anybody been to Charleston?
I have not.
I haven't. You have, haven't you?
Yeah. I was there last summer. What a neat city. Wow. I loved it. We did Savannah and then kind of drove up like through the Hilton Head area and all that, and then up into Charleston. I'd only been to Savannah before. I'd never even been around that area of the country. The South Carolina Low Country, which is also home to the Alec Murdaugh saga. Mm-hmm. Good. What a beautiful area. I mean, it really, really is. And it just really neat, neat cities, as well. Charleston, I just thought was so cool. Just the character of it, there's so much, and the history, it's like being in a different, I don't know. There's certain, like, so many cities have a feel, and they're just kind of like, like this city feels like that city, and there's kind of a generic city feel. And there's a handful that have like just not just like a personality, but like such an identity to it. Mm-hmm. Like Charleston's one mm-hmm. of those cities. And it's hard to describe it. It's like it just has a feel. But it certainly does have its ghostly vibes, without a doubt. And in a different way than Savannah does.
And tell me about that, because yeah. I would think they'd be similar just because they're roughly in the same mm-hmm. area, you know.
They have a different feel. Each of the cities kind of have a different feel to them. Savannah feels a little more green, a little more spread out, if you will. It has its neighborhoods, it has its blocks, but there's a lot of green built into everything. Charleston feels more like, at least parts of Charleston remind me of like Georgetown in DC area. And a lot of things really kind of close together buildings in their downtown, or just completely connected for very long spans. A lot of buildings very close together. But I mean, it depends on where you're at. But some of the historic areas feel distinctly different to me. But and some of the roads in Charleston also kind of a little more winding, a little more like where you're going. It's like, oh, this is interesting. You know, kind of see exactly what mm-hmm. it is. Savannah's more of a grid, the way it's laid out.
Gotcha.
But it's both very, very spooky but cool. I don't know. I felt very comfortable there when I was there the whole time.
I would love to do that trip.
Yeah. I want to go back.
Really cool.
I said, you know, it was my first time going to there. I'm like, we got to come back here like regularly, because it's just the beaches are nice. The people are nice. It's just, I don't know. It was a fun time.
Did you guys do any spooky stuff when you were there? I don't remember.
No, we really didn't. We just kind of hung out and explored the cities, and we didn't really have much of an agenda for it. We just kind of, I loved it. It was nice of just, okay, we're in this town. Let's mm-hmm. go see what we're going to see. Let's go, you know, to the beaches when we can. And so we just, yeah, it was just explore the areas. It was nice and relaxing. It made me really want to go back.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe cool we should have a company retreat.
That'd be fun.
It's just an idea, but, you know, certainly we need to have like some sort of meeting in person.
A corporate meeting.
Yeah, in a corporate meeting.
It'd be fun.
We should mandatory.
We could, and we'll have it at like a Holiday Inn Express, and we'll have like
the Holodome.
Yes, Holodome, even better if we could find it.
Thank you.
And then we will rent out like a little corner of the Holodome, and then we'll find really like the cheapest possible motivational speakers we can find.
Well, really, there's only a few of us. We just need a six top in the restaurant.
And that's all part of the fun. So the speaker comes in and they're just bottom of the barrel. And
I like that.
And then we heckle them the whole time. And, or we like act out a scene. Like if we bring in, you know, somebody about like sexual harassment, the whole time we have it all set up where we're just saying horrible things trying to shock the person who's giving the speech. Like, oh my God, what are you? And I'm like, you guys, you have to stop sexually harassing each other. And he just, you know, just go off on the bad behavior, but have somebody there that's supposed to teach us how to not be that way. It'd be real fun. It'd be like, improv, really.
It's like, Tony, Todd is sexually harassing me once again.
Todd's making me laugh at everything.
He's making me uncomfortable.
Motivational speaker improv. That's a great YouTube channel. You just keep hiring them, and then you have an improv troupe that is the audience, and they it's all fuck with the speaker.
It's kind of like that new Jury Duty that is called Company Retreat.
That was great.
And so it's like they have the company retreat and they're all improv actors except for the one guy who's there thinking it's legit.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do.
That was hilarious. And I see there's also a follow up to it with more episodes where it's like behind the scenes of it.
Oh, that's fun.
And it's like, there's more episodes of that than there is a real show. And I'm starting to watch that because I finished the whole thing and I'm like, damn, that was really good. But anyway, yeah, that's not an advertisement.
So perhaps we could do that.
Yeah.
That mandatory meeting.
At a Holiday.
You hire the speakers. Yay.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to. Yeah.
We could go to the Cow Palace in Salida, Colorado. Look it up. It's it was I think it was a Holodome at one time.
I'm looking it up right now. The Cow Palace.
It's called the Cow Palace. It's infamous. It's kind of like in the middle of nowhere, but it's also kind of like if you're driving out west out of Denver, I think it would be in that general direction.
Is it Lamar?
Lamar, Colorado. Yeah, I'm sorry. Not Salida, Lamar. It's just kind of a stop. It's just kind of a stop that you make. And this place has been there forever. It still looks very much like a 1960s hotel.
They have a video that I'm looking at.
It is, I will say this, and I don't want to scare anybody because I think somebody has taken it up and they're renovated it and it's got positive reviews now.
Some pretty nice rooms.
It was like holy shit downhill for a long period of time. We stayed there when Harper was a baby. And it was just like things were falling apart. But the Holodome area that was in there, pretty nice. It was like the one thing that was being kept up, minus the black mold. But it was
what the hell is that anyway?
Who cares? Come on. It's a little, just scrub that away. You're all good. Just rub it out, you know. It was an interesting place. Oprah stayed there with Gail King back in the 90s. And I believe Oprah or Gail went and slept in her car. And there was like yokels in the area that were like threatening them because they were black. And there, I mean, they talked about it on Oprah years ago. It was horrible. I mean, but it's like an infamous place.
Lamar is out in the middle of nowhere.
It is. And it's just, it's kind of like the only stop for a long time. So, and it just kind of times out that way where it's like, well, better stop here if you're going to stop. And there's like a Holiday Inn now. And I mean, I don't know, I was there more than a decade ago, but that there was like two options and that was one of them.
Well, but if we have options, can I vote for Charleston?
And you don't want to go to Lamar?
I've changed my mind. Just because I remembered how isolated Lamar is. So, and I guess it's going to be up to Todd where our retreat's going to be.
Why Lamar, is it up Charleston? To
me? Why is it up to me?
Because I already picked. I picked Charleston, and Tony seems to be all about Lamar, Colorado.
I mean, he owns the company. Tony says we just do, you know?
Where else could I
take this? I thought I was going to get reinforcement. We were going to get a great vacation out of this.
Listen, I worked for one of the cheapest guys in the world. So it was always Christmas parties in May and half price steaks that he bought out of the back of somebody's trunk, you know, shit like that. So
no, he waited till you did the remote.
You get paid in steak. That's the talent fee.
That's right.
Yeah, you have to go do the live broadcast from this place that's selling frozen steaks out of a trailer at the mall parking lot.
Yeah. And then you get the steaks and you don't even have a fucking freezer big enough for them. So they just sit out on your porch and rot anyway.
And then everybody complains because they weren't the meat that they wanted. It's like, well, I thought it was going to be T-bones. And I'd be like, I'm a vegetarian. I don't even care. I'm doing this because nobody else would.
True story. When I was in Wichita, right after I built my first house in that little neighborhood, and there was a door-to-door meat guy that was going around, and I ended up buying steaks from him. And you know what sold me is because he was from Wisconsin, or at least he sure put on a damn good accent and made it seem like he was. But he seemed to know like a lot of the same areas and stuff, and I was kind of homesick, and it was nice to talk to somebody from Wisconsin, and he was very folksy and nice and all that. And the steaks were kind of shitty and gritty, but I bought like,
And years later, there's a story about a guy who just roams the country selling steaks out of his car, but they're not even beef steaks.
They're not
bodies or something like that, right?
Oh, Todd.
Yep.
That's why they're so gritty.
That got dark.
Yeah. Real chili fast. Always tasted odd. Slight notes of Chad.
What's his name? I was going going to ask if the guy's name was Jeffrey.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah. Jeff made chili that, again.
That was funny.
Jeff's fresh chili.
He's always bringing it to the workplace potluck. It's always freaking chili with him.
Come on into Dahmer's Diner for some Jeff's fresh chili.
There's an AI project for me.
I was just going to say right there. Yep.
There's the song of the day.
Oh, hey. Hey, hey, hey. All right. It's coming up. Order in. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. At Real Ghost Stories Online is we're serving you up today's best variety of ghost stories. All right, let's hear a call.
Hey, this is Brian from Columbia, South Carolina. I had two quick stories to share. One of them was not a ghost story, but it was kind of weird, random paranormal thing. When me and my ex-wife, wife at the time, obviously, were on our honeymoon, we went on a ghost tour of Charleston. So during the ghost tour, they told us a story of the man, this man who was killed in an alleyway. So, of course, they walked us through and showed us the area and told the story of how this man was killed. And he, one of the things that killed him was not only that he was beaten, but he was also stabbed repeatedly. And I think one of the major causes of death was one stab to his leg, which caused him to bleed out. And while he was telling us the story, he also mentioned that while doing this ghost tour, numerous people have, at the end of the tour, during the tour, said that there's something bothering their leg. They go to check their leg, and there is a cut on their leg. So I'm like, well, it's a ghost tour, they're probably making it up, just kind of freak you out. But, in the back of my mind, I was like, oh, man, how interesting would that be if that happened? Because I've always loved paranormal and good stories and all that. Lo and behold, we start walking through and, going to some other sites. And I felt like a weird kind of burning sensation on my leg. And I ignored it because I thought, I hadn't been getting much exercise. My mind's playing tricks on me because, you get hyped up sometimes hearing stories and your mind plays tricks on you. So I really didn't think much of it. We continued on through the tour, finished it, got back to the hotel, and it was still kind of lingering there a little bit, and it just bugged me. I was like, I gotta look at my leg. Sure enough, I sit down on the chair and kind of pull it up a little bit, and right there, right around my, I think it was around my calf or my thigh. I can't remember exactly where, but there, sure enough, there it was not a cut like exactly like a knife went through, but it was red, like as if someone had taken something and went down on the skin with, it's a straight line, as if someone had cut it. But it wasn't like bleeding or anything. It was just red, and it was, pretty weird and always sticks out in my mind. I also have a, quick ghost story, which is actually a story from my uncle. He was visiting a friend. He's at his friend's house. It's two guys, and they both live in a, pretty good size, fair sized house. So while he's there watching a football game, and I think during the commercial or something, he's not fully paying attention to the TV, but not focused on the game. He's looking around the house a little bit, and out of the corner of his eye, he notices a guy walks by into one of the back bedrooms. He doesn't think much of it. He was like, he must have another guy living with him, and it's a pretty good space. Doesn't see the guy for a while, and finally he asks the guy, he goes, hey, who's your, the other roommate? Is he new or something? And they kind of like stop and kind of look a little bewildered and are like, what do you mean? He goes, well, I just saw a guy walking past earlier. He was wearing like blue jeans and a white t-shirt, describes kind of like a 50s attire, slick back hair and all that. And the guy's, face, of course, the two guys look at each other and they're like, oh, man. And he's like, what? He goes, we don't have a roommate. And he goes, what are you talking about? I just saw him. He goes, no. What you saw is something that we've seen him since we moved here. we believe he's a ghost. And he, of course, he's like, I don't believe you guys back there. Looks in the back bedroom, doesn't see anyone back there. And they go to explain to him, yeah, we've seen this guy since we've moved into this house. We even did a background check on the history of the house. And come to find out that during the 50s, a guy did go into the back bedroom, which was the exact same spot that he saw him walk to, because, you know, a guy went back there and shot himself. It was crazy because he walked in with no knowledge of any of the, his friends had never brought that up to him, and he saw it and was just pretty awesome. But, thanks a lot. God bless.
Ooh. Creepy.
Yeah.
Guy gets stabbed and bleeds out.
I think it's interesting in the first one because I totally get where he's coming from. You go on a ghost tour, and a lot of times I think a lot of those ghost tours are kind of sensationalized.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's not historically accurate. I don't like that. I'd rather mine be historically accurate. If nothing else, I want to learn about the history of this area. And then to hear a story like that, I would react the same way, like, yeah, right, nothing like that's ever happened. Somebody once kind of got scratched. But then to hear that, and then later you're like feeling that, and you have some weird scratch, that's kind of strange.
Yeah.
It really would be. Because you're, yeah. It's something you don't want to believe, but then, well, surprise. And sometimes it takes that for people to believe it. Like, I'll believe it when I see it. Like, doesn't matter who or what, no matter how credible they are or close you are to them. You know, they still won't believe it unless it happens to them, you know?
Yeah. And then that's an interesting story about his uncle, just to go over and watch a game with some people and then see somebody else and be like, oh, they have somebody else here.
Yeah.
There's a, you know, they got another roommate or something. And they're like, oh no. As a matter of fact, that would be kind of crazy.
Yeah. Today's episode is brought to you by Jeff's, by Dahmer's Diner, home of Jeff's famous chili.
Down to Dahmer's Diner, where the welcome's warm and the portions get wider.
Jeff's famous chili is waiting for you.
One spoonful and you'll know it's the real thing too.
Dahmer's Diner.
Dahmer's Diner.
Jeff's famous chili.
Mmm, so fine.
It's hearty, it's meaty, it warms you inside.
At Dahmer's Diner, you'll feel satisfied. Hey there, hungry neighbors, tired of the same old chili? Then come on down to Dahmer's Diner right here in Milwaukee and try our signature dish.
Jeff's famous chili.
Jeff spends all night perfecting that special recipe.
He really puts himself into every single batch.
Oh my goodness, I drove all the way across town for Jeff's chili. The meat is so incredibly tender.
It just melts in your mouth. I've never tasted anything quite like it.
Man, I've tried every chili in Milwaukee, but Dahmer's, it's on a whole other level. So rich and deep.
Once you start eating, you just can't stop. I dream about it at night.
I've been coming here 3 times a week for over a year. There's something about Jeff's famous chili.
It's almost intimate.
You can tell he cares about every single ingredient. Nothing else satisfies me the same way anymore.
Jeff really puts his whole heart and soul into that pot.
You can taste how special it is. I swear, after one bowl, I feel completely full. Like it stays with you for days.
So what are you waiting for?
Come on down to Dahmer's Diner today.
And ask for Jeff's famous chili.
Tell him you want the special batch.
We're open late.
Because once you try it, you'll keep coming back.
Whether you like it or not.
Dahmer's Diner.
Jeff's famous chili.
You'll be back again and again.
Oh, is this another version?
Warm and the portions get wider.
Jeff's famous chili is waiting for you. One spoonful and you'll know it's the real thing, too.
Dahmer's Diner.
Dahmer's Diner.
Jeff's famous chili.
So fine.
It's hearty, it's meaty, warms you inside. Dahmer's Diner. Diner, you'll feel satisfied. Hey there, hungry neighbors, tired of the same old chili? Then come on down to Dahmer's Diner right here in Milwaukee and try our signature dish.
Jeff's famous chili.
Jeff spends all night perfecting that special recipe. He really puts himself into every single batch. Oh my goodness. I drove all the way across town for Jeff's chili. The meat is so incredibly tender.
It just melts in your mouth. I've never tasted anything quite like it.
Man, I've tried every chili in Milwaukee, but Dahmer's, it's on a whole other level.
So rich and deep.
Once you start eating, you just can't stop. I dream about it at night.
I've been coming here 3 times a week for over a year.
There's something about Jeff's famous chili.
It's almost intimate.
You can tell he cares about every single ingredient.
Nothing else satisfies me the same way anymore.
Jeff really puts his whole heart and soul into that pot.
You can taste how special it is.
I swear, after one bowl, I feel completely full.
Like it stays with you for days.
So what are you waiting for?
Come on down to Dahmer's Diner today.
And ask for Jeff's famous chili.
Tell him you want the special batch.
We're open late because once you try it, you'll keep coming back.
Whether you like it or not.
Dahmer's Diner.
Dahmer's Diner.
Jeff's famous chili.
You'll be back again and again.
I like that at the end, those drums.
I said I wanted to make it like a 1980s commercial jingle with talking, and it's kind of fucking crazy that I can do it just like that.
God, yeah. No kidding. And it just seems like at the end there was a place in there where you could add your own stuff. Like, hey, Carol Hughes, I'll be broadcasting live from there.
Exactly.
I'm having a two this Saturday.
Dahmer's Diner.
Just a little donut in there for me to talk about that my God. Remote coming up.
It's crazy. Yeah, there you go. Come on down today to Dahmer's Diner. I love those. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your ghost story with us, we would love to hear it. It's going to wrap up the program. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that fun, good stuff, go check it out on Apple Podcasts and Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing, or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks,
like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.